You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we talk to a transgender veteran and a transgender advocate about an end to a ban that stopped transgender Americans from serving in the U.S. military.
First, we continue our summer music series set list. We invited artists from all over the Midwest into the WPR studios for interviews and exclusive musical performances that air every Friday at this time until Labor Day weekend.
Today, we feature the Minneapolis singer Caroline Smith. She and her band recently stopped by the WPR studio to play songs from her new album and talk about the role feminism played in her musical transition from folk to neo-soul.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio to play today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it sounds like you grew up with music just all around you. What effect did your parents' music have on your decision to go on and become a musician?
Well, my dad taught me how to play guitar. The guitars would come out at every huge Irish party, and I just wanted to like be cool like my brother, which is why I learned how to play guitar. But my mom always put a huge emphasis on songwriting, and you know, we'd listen to Paul Simon and Carole King and Aretha Franklin, and she'd be like, "Do you hear that? Like, that's a real song. That's a solid song." And we would just talk about it, and it seeped in there.
Did you say Irish party?
Yeah.
Irish party. So you had Irish folk music going on in your house?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, my God. Yeah, my dad loved, like, the Chieftains. That was his band.
And you ended up starting your career anyways as an indie folk singer.
Yeah.
Did that folk sensibility come from your dad?
Yeah, I would say so. I think that mostly what happened, though, was I just started playing acoustic guitar, and I started writing songs on the acoustic guitar without really knowing what I was doing, but I think when you're writing really simple songs with really simple chords, what comes out is folk music. And I had no expectation that that was going to catch on or people were going to want to hear me sing those every night, you know?
So would you have chosen that for yourself if that isn't what came out?
No, I mean, my favorite record of all time growing up, like my dad had to keep buying it for me over and over again, was TLC Crazy Sexy Cool. So like in my head, like I was writing like sassy songs about like boys in the lunch line. And then it kind of like narrowed down when I was in high school, and music that was really popular was like Iron and Wine and Joanna Newsom, and that really resonated with me, and it kind of like came together in this big, you know, amalgamation that is Caroline.
A small town in Minnesota called Detroit Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a particular kind of music there that influenced you that was popular with where you lived?
Yeah, I mean, I hate country music. I can't stand. I like classic, like Dolly Parton, but you know, that's like neo country is just like, oh, it's the worst. And everybody listens to that there. So it was either that or it was like what was on TRL. Also, I had this really awesome disco record that I loved with like It's Raining Men on it, and I Will Survive, and Bad Girls. I loved that record.
Sounds like you kind of imprinted on that, even though you had this folk thing going on the side.
Yep.
Be all right now, just do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Okay, babe, come on.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Hey!
All that I know is, all that I know is, ooh, baby, I'm your girl.
And did I read that your mom got you some of your first gigs?
Yeah, my mom was like my stand-in manager, and she still likes to think that she is. Like, mom, I got it, I'm 27. But yeah, my mom heard me playing guitar down in my bedroom and was like, first of all, you have a guitar. Second of all, you can play it. And she's like, you're really good. Like, we should book some shows. And I was like, okay. And then that was how it all snowballed.
talk a little bit about how you got to where you are today, because we started by talking about how you had these folk root traditions and you followed that. But then it sounds like your band hit sort of this crisis where you weren't sure what was coming next, and you realized what you really wanted to do, and that was not really folk per se, but it was more this neo-soul sound.
Right.
So how did that happen?
What happened was I started making music when I was younger, when I was like 16, 17, 18, with no idea that that was going to latch on. And who I was then is very different than who I am now. And it's like basically like having a journal that everybody then bought copies of the journal, and they want you to read out of your journal every time you're in their city. And I was just growing past that, and I wanted to start playing the music that I grew up listening to. You know, I was playing music that I liked in high school, but that wasn't what was deep in my soul. And so I felt really conflicted when it was time to write the next record, because I wanted my fans to be happy. It blows my mind that I have fans every single day, and they're so important to me. But the songs that were coming out were just not spirited. They just weren't. I wasn't excited about them. It wasn't the music I wanted to be making anymore. And I started writing these like pop songs with a friend of mine, and I was like, "Oh, this will be for another project." And I just started writing more of these like songs that reminded me of people that I grew up listening to, like, you know, Beyonce and Justin Timberlake and Carole King, you know, like people that I wanted to like dance and sing to. And then it just kind of, I showed my band and they were like, these are great. These sound like you. This is you. This is more you than the other stuff. And it just kind of stuck. And I was like, all right, let's do this. And thank God my fans liked it. This is so different.
Right, because that could have been a hard moment with your band, too. I was thinking that you could come with this new stuff. And they go, right. What is this? We didn't sign up for this.
Yeah. The fabric of our friendship is all built on, you know, our interests are so similar. So, you know, in the van, we listen to a ton of D'Angelo, listen to a ton of Bilal, listen to a lot of like neo soul artists, and we would get out of the van and we would go play folk music. And I think all of us were getting a little like, well, this is not who we are anymore, you know?
Yeah, and the other thing I read was that during this period, you also emerged as a feminist.
Yeah.
Does that show up in your music?
I grew up with a single mother who worked a lot, and she was just a vehement feminist. And I grew up with that mindset. And then when I started, you know, getting the confidence to say what I wanted to say and make the music that I wanted to make, all of that stuff just bubbled up inside of me, like the Caroline, the real Caroline that, you know, that was deep down. And that is a huge part of who I am with my girlfriends. It's a huge part of who I am as a woman in the music industry. And it all just came out really naturally.
A lot of the younger generation, I would say a lot, but there's a strand of, in the group of younger women who don't want to identify as feminist anymore.
Right.
Why do you think it's important for you to just say it?
I think it's important because for a long time, the word feminist had a really negative connotation. You know, we're burning our bras and we hate men. But that's not true. Literally, feminist just means you believe in the equality of the sexes. And I think a lot of people are feminists. They just don't know it, you know? They're like, well, that word is so scary. But it's really not. And if you believe that women should be paid not 77 cents to the man's dollar, which I'm pretty sure all the guys back there in the sound booth believe, then you're a feminist. It's really that simple. And feminists, they can be a stay-at-home mom, they could be a plumber, they can be standing on stage every night on tour. We can shave our legs and wear makeup and still believe that we should be paid just as much as a man. Oh, baby, take this. Damn it, put something on and clean up yourself. Got her to take you home. Yeah, I know you were lonely. You needed to feel like that dude.
Well, let's talk about your latest album. It's called Half About Being a Woman. How would you describe it?
I would say it's the most honest music I've ever made. And there are a couple moments where I really explore some realer parts of who I am. And they're not always pretty, they're not always attractive. So I would say it's like a feel-good record that has really honest and sparing moments in it.
And the title, Half About Being a Woman, So is that a reflection on you kind of growing up through music?
Yeah, I think that it was a kind of like a nod to the duality that lives in all women, you know, this confidence that's paired with a struggle for self-esteem, you know, and I think a lot of women have to fake it till they make it. They're like, you pretend like you're Beyonce, like you have that confidence, so you can just have an ounce of that and you don't have to be beat down by, you know, advertising and get better skin and a thinner waist, you know. You just have to really protect yourself.
Just based on the messages you're saying, do you think about how your songs might play to a 12-year-old who's listening, a 13-year-old girl?
Yeah, I guess I don't think about it when I'm writing it. I just try to be honest and sing what's in my heart. But there was a woman that came to my show, and she couldn't bring her daughter, but she was like, I just want you to know, like, what you do for my daughter is, it's, I really appreciate it. You're a role model for her. And that just like hit me super hard in my heart, because I never pictured myself as a role model, and I just really appreciated it. And then I like combed through all my songs in my head about like all the like the swear words and stuff like that. I'm like, oh well, okay.
You started performing so young and recording so young, and now, I mean, you're still young. It's not to say, hey, here you are in middle age, but you can sort of trace this line. What do you think listening back is like for you now?
It used to be hard to listen to because it was embarrassing. I'd be like, oh God, I can't believe I wrote a song about my dog and then released it into the world. But now I think it's just cute. You know, you like read back to old journals and you're like, oh, you were just so green. You were so fresh. You didn't know anything about the world.
Any goals about where you want to go next?
I have one goal in my mind that I'm just like focusing on. I will play SNL. That is my goal. Like, I'm coming for you, Saturday Night Live. I'm coming for you.
Caroline, thank you so much for coming to the studio today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
That was Minneapolis singer Caroline Smith. You can catch her live on September 5th at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth.
The Setlist Summer Music Series airs every Friday at this time through Labor Day weekend. Support for Setlist comes from Hyde Music. For more about the artists featured on Setlist, including songs and videos of their exclusive performances at our WPR studio, head over to WPR.org/setlist.
Coming up, the Pentagon is lifting the ban on transgender Americans serving in the military. We'll talk to a transgender veteran and policy expert to learn more. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time.